You better.
Okay.
So let's try to get through the Makoros that we began with. The Makoros I gave at the beginning with also had the Bracha issue, right?
Yes.
With the mitzvah, the Bracha, and Basar Taiva?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Psukim. Okay, so hopefully we'll get through the Psukim part, at least today. I hope. And after that, we should start with just go through the Mishnah, start at the beginning of the Shakamataria, on that base. Again, we just have to finish up a few more things before we get there, but hopefully I'll probably give you Marmon Carmel's either Sunday or Monday, but we'll try to go through it a little more quickly to get where we were, get where we need to be. Okay, so for today, let's just continue where we left off and start analyzing some of the related psukim. Before we get there, just a few in connection to some of the things that we have already been doing, just one quick ha'ara firstly, and that is we discussed whether Eivor Min HaChai is a remnant of the Iser of Achilas Basar prior to the Heter post Mabel. That's one question. Secondly, whether or not there's a difference between Eivor Min HaChai for Bnei Noach and Eivor Min HaChai for Yisrael. Certainly there is in the scope of that, in some cases Lekula, some cases Lekumra, as we've discussed, but even with regard to this question itself, whether we view it as an independent Iser, or again, in Minyan HaMitzvah, certainly it is an independent Din, but whether or not we view it as some different category or not, that Kufa could be a difference between Bnei Noach and Klal Yisrael. So just moreover, the question that we also discussed was whether or not Eivor Min HaChai was actually given to Adam, right? And these are all connected questions, or it was first given to Noach. In other words, whether the Makar is Achol Tochel, or the Makar is the explicit pasuk that was said to Noach. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltos, this is a Shilta Vav Os, or Sifkatan, wherever you want to call it, base, which I already made reference to, where he also suggests, like the Rashbash much earlier, that maybe the Rambam felt it was a Machlokas HaSugyos in Sanhedrin, and that he paskins like Nun Tes Vav base against Nun Vav the base, so that's one of the reasons that he concludes that Noach was the first one who, was told about Eivor Min HaChai. So one of the things that the Netziv interestingly says is that maybe there could be another nafkamina, depending on what the makar is. There's a very interesting Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud Aleph. Again, at some point I'd love to do Eivor Min HaChai more fully, in light of what we're trying to develop here in terms of an approach. All these same questions, just how it actually gets played out in the details. So the Rambam has a chiddush about Eivor Min HaChai that the Raibid not only... Oh, thank you. So resourceful. You already need the cup. So the Rambam has a chiddush about Eivor Min HaChai, which the Raibid is so, shocked by, that he even denies, that he said it. So the Ram says, "Echad evar o habasar poresh mina behema u mina chaya, aval ha'of yireli she'ein ben Noach nerag al evar mina chay bimen." The Rambam holds that evar mina chay from oaf, right, does not constitute for ben Noach at least the Easter of Eivor Min HaChai. Of course, the Rambam introduces this by saying, Yirali, we know that he himself, right, tells us that whenever he says Yirali, he's acknowledging, right, that he doesn't have a Makar, as opposed to the many, many Kiddushim that, of the Rambam, that we encounter, practically every single day. where some of the Mefarshim think he doesn't have a makar, but obviously he doesn't acknowledge that. Let's say he has a more subtle makar. Here, the Rambam admits, as he does in other Yerili cases, that he doesn't have a makar, but as I've said many, many, many times, when the Rambam, the less the Rambam is reliant upon a makar, probably the more, again, it reflects a deeply held conviction of his total understanding. So, this Kiddush of the Rambam, that there's no Avram and Achai from Oaf, is admittedly something which is mechudash. The Ravid says about it, Omer Avram, Nirali Shazeh To Sofer V'roi Lios Aval Sheretz, meaning it should say Aval Sheretz or Sheretz Ha'Of Nirali She'em Ben Noach Nerag Al Eva Ben Achai Mimen. So the Ravid really, Ravid is not shy, and the Ravid is not particularly apologetic on behalf of the Rambam, but he obviously just it's not even worth criticizing. He just thinks it can't be, right? It's just inconceivable. Okay. Anyways, the Mefarshim speak about this a lot. They don't agree with the Ravid's interpretation. I'll just quote just for a second. Just very quickly, the Radvaz, Im Tomar Kivid Yisrael Chayiv Alav Lama Potter Benoach. Okay, that's number one. It seems like this is a tour for Ben Noach, Avram and Achai, but not for Yisrael. Zeh Sagas Haravid Shekasav Min Ha'Of, and he says that it's a Tov Sofrim, but the Radvaz doesn't buy that interpretation either. The Eimikol Asigur Chiluk Bein Behema La'Of Uplukta De Tanai Ika, right? Elim Noeg Bein Betorim Bein Betmeim. Basefer, b'chemash me'aloshem, v'nira losais tam l'divra abenu d'mperek hanodim in ayerek, ikaplupta l'inan anodim in abasar, right, d'rameir islay d'of b'chal basar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that of is lohav b'chal basar, in the context of nedarim, and of course they bring rayas. V'gabe ever menachai, k'siv ach basar b'nafsho, domo lo sochelu, undon d'kaimo anukasar kermi kiva mechavero, islam d'basar of hava b'chal basar. The Siv Bikra, the Noah gave him an Achai. Abu Ben Noach, Lama Yeharig, the Matzah Lamemar, Kimli, Kirab Shim Begamliel, the Oaf Lohava Bechal Basar, the Kra, the Lonoi gave him an Achai, Shainza Mivuar Bakasu, Mikla Mamer, the Tunami Asur, Elisheno Neragalov, Chainer Midiv Rabbeinu, I'm not sure about that. Zen Nurli Yashiv Svaris Rabbeinu. I'm just giving you the Radvaz, there's a whole literature in all of this, but what I would like to say, I'll tell you what the Tziv says. That the Tziv doesn't mention the Radvaz, but the Radvaz is here for everybody to see. What the Tziv says is maybe the Rambam in this Tamua Rambam is l'shitaso, because the Rambam is the one who holds that there's a machlokas hasugyas and that a chol tochel isn't really the makar for Avram ben Achai. So what is the makar, right? Domo basar dom basar benafsha lo tochelu. Says the Netziv, without quoting the Radvaz, maybe the Rambam holds that, again, if the Makar is a Chol Tochel, so then that excludes anything other than Yerakos, and then it refers to Avram ben Achai, but it refers to Avram ben Achai, with the focus on a Chol Tochel, there's no mention of Basar per se, right? It's a contrast to, again, why it's that is the contrast that still remains a question, but again, or if you want to say like the Ran, etc. But the point is that there's a broader din involved. But the pasuk with regard to Noach says basar. So for other Rishonim who think that Achol Tochel is the makar, and that the pasuk in Noach is just a reference, to excluding the Havamina, you know, that the heter basar includes a heter eva b'nachai as well, but the real mako remains a chal tochel, that's one thing. But the Rambam, who says that, you know, eva b'nachai was first given to Noah, right? So, according to the Rambam, right, the ikar din of eva b'nachai is from the pasuk of basar. So when it comes to that, you know, basar maybe doesn't include oaf. But of course, this goes to a larger question. Again, the Radbaz is alluding to it in the sense of the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right in the Darim, which is based on another thing. But, you know, as we know, in terms of basar b'chala, for example, right, basar oaf is treated differently. Again, the Radbaz has this clever idea about, you know, Bnei Noach saying kibli, you know, and stuff like that. It's also possible that the Hagdara of Basar is different for Klal Yisrael and for Benoach. Just like, for example, the Hagdara of Orel, you know, is different for the Benoach and for a member of Klal Yisrael. But I think even the bigger idea might be that that maybe there's a difference for Klal Yisrael and Benoach, that for Klal Yisrael there still is some, maybe, you know, again, I think it could be Mechalik in either direction, but the more we think that Eber Menachai, right, is the shior, it's a remnant of the original Isra of Achilas Basar, you know, which is, you know, derived mostly from the Pasuk Achol Tochel, right, the more that would apply across the board. But if you think that Eber Menachai, you know, not only is it introduced specifically with the word Basar, but it's introduced as something which is separate from the original Iser of Achilas Basar. It's a standalone issue. Then, you know, then maybe it really is just limited, you know, to Behema and to Chaya and not to O. If it was part of the original, you know, if it was the remnant of the original Iser of Achilas Basar, then that would apply to everything that was Asur Bachilas Basar, which certainly included oaf, because the word Basar wasn't used there. It was Achol Tochel. And in that, there might be Dafka Achiluk between, as we said before, Ben Noach and Klal Yisrael. Now, it's not only is there perhaps a Achiluk in how we define Basar, not necessarily based on the Kibli or the Safek part, because again, he's assuming that there's an Isra, I don't think that really holds that way, but just the definition of basar, but maybe gufa this question, whether or not Eber Menachai is considered to be some sort of a remnant or constitutes a standalone Iser, that also might be a difference between, for Noach, you know, Eber Menachai, you know, is solely rooted in that new pasuk. But for Klal Yisrael, and that also explains why there are differences, for example, basar, you know, tameh, non-kosher meat, doesn't have a din of Eber Menachai for Klal Yisrael. It does have for Bnei Noach. Partly that's a technicality because there's no distinction for Ben Noach, and there is already for Klal Yisrael. But again, maybe the bigger point is that, you know, if the Mechayev of Eber Menachai is, you know, is the shiur of the heter, the shiur of the Isra of Basar, you know, that only applies to the dvarim which were nitar the basar, not to the things that never were. So all I'm suggesting is that what the Netziv says in a more technical way, namely which pasuk you use is kameya, in light of the Radbaz and in light of some of these other consideration, becomes an even more interesting, I guess, perspective and approach. Okay, there's more to say about it, but that is one. There's also discussion in the Netziv legabe the Iser of Achilas Basar La'adam, according to various you know, perspectives, what the status of Chagavim was. I don't want to go into that right now, but again, is it Basar? Is it anything other than Yerek, Esev, Eitz and Pre-Eitz? That too may have to do with, you know, again, how you understand the Mechayev, if it's that there wasn't a matir, you know, like the Ramah says, or is it really a din in Basar? For example, there's certainly no din of Eber Menachai in Shvatzim, as we just mentioned. That might tell us a lot, just how the way you look at, you know, that, you know, level of the animal kingdom. Yeah?
Is there a Does Rebbe think the Rambam says it's
No, it's okay.
Did I jump the line?
Yeah, we'll switch. That's okay. Also, you have your knowledge dressed up. And
well, yeah.
You have your tuxedo on. Yeah, go ahead.
That gives me Nicodemus. I wear this every day. Does Rebbe think the Rambam thinks there's still an Isser, despite the fact there's no Chiyuv Misa for Avram and Achai?
For Ben Noach?
Yeah.
In Oath?
Yeah.
I'm saying the Radvaz thinks that there is. I didn't think so.
Uh-huh.
I just saw when the Rambam says,
the Rambam
I don't think the emphasis was on Nerag per se. The Radvaz did. Again, because he's also trying to meaning the position of the Rambam is Mechudash. He himself admits it. So he's basically saying, you know, Ein Lechabog, you know, Ela Chidusho, and especially since he's saying it's a kind of like, oh, the Bnei Noach are saying like Kimberly Kadas Rabbi Akiva or something like that. They don't literally have to say that, but I mean, there's some, you know, so they're not going to get the death penalty for that. I think it's more, well, Bnei Noach is Chayiv, you know, Misa for every violation of Shabbat's Bnei Noach, as Harasa Zuri Misa, so. And the question is this Bechalal as Harasa or not?
I mean,
and certainly, if you hold like the Netziv, then it has to do with which pasuk you use, and the Rambam's Lashitaso on that. Where would the Isur come from?
I mean, there are other Isurim which Bnei Noach are Asa for them, but it's Asa for Bnei Noach, but there's no Chiyuv Misa, like Harvas Behemah and Harkavas Ilan. So
you have to explain in all those things what, you know, what. Again, just like it would have been maybe Isur Vachilas Basar according to the Ramah, let's say. But as it happens, the Ramban is very, very into that idea. Again, we, you know, referring to our Sanhedrin discussions, the Ramban says that most violations of that's the whole. Again, the whole, you know, Shechem story. The Ramban's view is that, you know, violating the details of Ben Noach Choshev Mishpat is equivalent to violating an Aseh, you know, not a lot. But mostly the Rambam, I'm not saying there aren't exceptions to this, but mostly the Rambam, in that case and in other cases, really has a stricter Azaraso Zui Misasa. So, I hear it. It could be, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, particularly want to argue with the Radbaz. I just don't think, once you're saying that it's a Makar question and everything else that we mentioned, it doesn't particularly trouble me that it doesn't say Lonera, because that's like the, you know, that's like the, no, that's a way of saying, you know, it's not one of the Shabbos Bnei Noach, you know. You don't get Azar Rasos and Misasa. If there is, then unless you explain it the Radbaz, like the Radbaz, you'd have to say like there are two levels, you know, within Avram Ben Achai. Maybe there are two Dinim of Avram Ben Achai. One is, you know, the heter basar part, then maybe that's the way you have to say it if you want to make that diuk and you want to explain it differently. Okay, so that's one. Number two, Ari brought to my attention that in the Sefer Ikarim of the Rabbi Yosef Albo, Gimel Tesvav?
Yes.
So he, this has an interesting line where he talks about Adam, Noach, and Kayin, because we were talking about the status of animals, the stature of animals, you know, at the time of the Bria and post-Noah, you know, and that's just a fascinating question to, you know, to chronicle. Right, and we mentioned that Sifsei Chacham says with regard to Hariga that they were the equivalent of men, and I thought that was very extreme, because either way, man has dominion, but again, that's still room for such a view, that the Ramban goes out of his way to talk about Mala Sabahema and their, you know, their fact that they have some will, that they have survival instincts. And we'll see it again in a minute when we talk about the Ramban and Parshas Achrimos. Again, I think he's very consistent in his, we'll call it, dialectical approach, meaning that on the one hand he acknowledges the difference between animals and Someach and Domein. On the other hand, you know, he never equates them, you know, with human beings. So it's an interesting question in general, to like gather, you know, information and perspectives on. And of course, you know, we might distinguish between different, you know, achila and, you know, harika, you know, as opposed to malacha, you know, and various other things. Anyways, so the Rabbi Yosef Albo in Sefer Ikarim kind of has a very fascinating analysis of the relationship between, I guess, Kayin, right? Kayin and Adam and Noach. So what, you have it?
Yeah. Bir kol zeh lefi ma she'echshov hu al zeh ha'derech ki milvad ma she'esh ba'arigas balei chayim achzarias chama v'shetef af v'lami techuna ra'a el ha'adam lishpoch dam chinam od yolid achilas basar ketzas ha ba'alechayim ovi achiros timos v'nefesh. Kmo sheba'er hakasav hazeh kishasar Yisrael ketzas ba'alechayim amar sof lo tishaktu as nafshem sechem chule v'gomer lo titma ubahem v'nitmam bam chaser alf loros al shehem molidim ovi v'atimos b'leiv.
Meaning killing an animal, being achazari to animals, right, is a chisaron in human, in the cultivation of a moral, you know, humane, you know, personality. We'll see in a minute, this is also the view of the Ramban, the famous view of the Ramban, in Tansipo, which I'll talk about in just a minute. But go ahead.
I'm skipping a little bit. Asar achilas balei chayim la'adam v'tikin masha chaser v'zeh mzonos na'osim.
And that's again, it's not, as we saw, some people say it has to do with preservation of the species, right, or baltashkes, right, or again, it has to do with the, you know, the rights of the animal per se, or the, you know, the status of the animal, even the Ramban a little bit. Right, so far what he's saying is, no, this has to do with cultivating, right, a humane posture as a human being, which is very important perspective. Go ahead.
B'shiyichet al adam tzmachem zonos na osim tovim, kshachata v'hishura v'chol davar, kechita v'seora v'chol davar shesh bo zera, shiroi la'azria, v'chol etz asher bo pri etz v'zorea zera.
He's holding with the view of the Ramban.
Kikayin lakachlo umanos laavodas adam alafisha hayachoshev she'ein yisron the adam al balechayim el bezeb shioso yodea laavodas adam alioso nizon be mivchar atzmachem ki achar shara adam nizon men atzmachem kishar balechayim chishev she revach she ruach echad lechol lekmozakein mozak.
Which Ramban quotes also, but then for different ways, and we'll see in a moment. So again, so the point is that the ideology of Kayin was that the Isur of Achilas Basala, and again, the Farshim on that whole topic weigh in on this, and some of them others say it as well, but he says it very well. And that is that Kayin really thought that the Isur of Achilas Basar, you know, was like, I guess this is say Chachap, you know, namely that the equality of man and animal, at least vis-a-vis, you know, this particular issue, correct? And therefore, his focus, you know, in terms of korban, you know, was excluded any kind of
bein.
That's a fascinating perspective, meaning he really equated man and animal, right? So that, you know, you could think that that's like a noble, you know, chumra, right? But as we know, if it's wrong, it's wrong, and then it's not, you know, your machmer and kvod behema, it's that you're mamait or pogim, mikvod adam. And frankly, and this we do see all the time, you know, I'm not going to get started, is that the, you know, the animal activist, the unfettered or unconstrained animal activist movement ends up being a very achzari kind of a thing. And they do insane things, but they do really, in the name of this supposed more humane, you know, approach, but, you know, and a lack of differentiation between, you know, human beings and animals, they end up doing, you know, ironically, sadly ironically, very, you know, inhumane things. Yeah. Go ahead. This is basically what he's saying.
V'chashav gamken hiyoso aser barigas balechayim acher hiyoso shava aleihem lefidaito ki kamos zeh ken mos zeh v'chashav she'ikar tachliso haya lecho lishtos acher hiyoso nizon min atzmachim ki balechayim.
And it's basically, essentially, in the name of, you know, this humane approach, he basically animalized, you know, human beings.
Right.
Because he didn't upgrade the whales or the dolphins, you know, he basically projected, you know, physicality, you know, bestiality, whatever you want to call it, as the ideal or the apex of physical existence. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So to go through Hevel's Shita?
Yeah. What did
Hevel
hold?
The
same carbon, it would be permissible.
That's
pretty interesting statement that he, in a way, he also, you know, was too close in a way. So again, you have these different formulations, very fascinating, and this becomes, you know, part of the early history of the world, basically, this debate, you know, with important nafkaminas, about, again, is it about Achzarias Shal Adam, is it about Behema but Rak Lagabe Misa? Again, the emphasis in the Albo and the Heter, in the Hetzer of Achilles Basar, by the way, is like the Balei Tosis in terms of Lahamis. Again, I was suggesting, according to my, you know, perspective or others, that, you know, that might be a common denominator. It doesn't have to be the Bechayim, but it sounds like that Bechayim. But what the, you know, whether or not that implies equality and how equality goes, whether it's the upgrade of the animals or the downgrade of man, which is sometimes two sides of the same coin, and how man's, you know, ultimate supremacy, you know, expresses itself. These are all, there are different ways to say it, but this is a very important one. Just to fill in the picture in terms of the Ramban, just wanted to mention very quickly.
Just for this, you're saying that he's close to Tosfos, but isn't he saying that his mistake was thinking that lo shia mutar bit harigasa, but he thought that really one could in practice? That if his mistake was thinking that you couldn't kill animals.
And he was close enough to Kain, no, because of their status as opposed to the Oxarios part. I thought that was the point, right?
Yeah, but the top, he says, like, he thought that you could rule over Maloshia Mutter Barigasan. Was that part of his mistaken thought?
No, I think that's just, meaning he has to say that because Lamaisa, you couldn't kill him.
Right.
Hevel didn't think you could eat them.
Yeah, he didn't think you could eat them. And he didn't. Right. That's, I think, I mentioned the Kli Chemda about, you know, Mashka Yisrael, that kind of stuff. Like, if you can't eat it, how could it be a karma? But, okay. Anyways, there are different perspectives. There's a famous Ramban in, Parshas Kitetze, it's coming up, you know, about Kansipor. So the Mishnah says that in Brachos there, Ha'omra Kansipor Yagi Rachamecha Mishaskin also. Right? That if a person says about Kansipor that, you know, this is an example of the Ribbono Shel Olam's mercy, that we silence him. Mishaskin also. Very strange thing. Why would that be? So the Gemara in Brachos and the Megillah has two deos. You know, one is Sheosa Midosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, one is Sheosa Kina B'maisa Bereishis. That's one. Why the birds and not, you know, other animals necessarily? Okay, that's an interesting idea. And then the more accepted idea is, you know, Sheosa Midosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim the Einan Elag Zeros. So this became like a very important battlefield. What does that line mean? Because typically we think, anybody who believes, let's say, that there's Tamei Mitzvos, you know, has trouble with that phrase, with that view in the Gemara. Osa midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'einan elag zeros. Right? You're making the Ribbono Shel Olam's the Torah mitzvos principles, you know, into values of compassion, and it's really just a requirement. There are very extreme views, you know, that that you know, mitzvos, you know, reflect only Ratzon Hashem. There are even those who are very strongly opposed to Tanya mitzvos who think that any effort to penetrate divine will, number one, may be doomed to failure, but number two, just may be inappropriate because it implies, you know, that it's penetrable and also that it's significant. And really, the purpose of man is simply to be compliant with, you know, Ritzon Abroi, Batel Ritzon Chal Ritzon No. There is that tendency. It's, you know, the Kuzari doesn't say that, but he certainly has a, you know, moves in that direction at some point, Rabbi Yehuda Levi. And others, some people have said it in a very extreme way, but I don't want to go into that. We can talk about that another time. The Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, actually, this is fascinating because given the Rambam's own view, the Rambam says that, you know, this view in the Gemara that Osem Yidosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Racham in Be'in and Alexeros really rejects the enterprise of Tamei Mitzvos. He also thinks, this is related to Shechita a little bit, you know, with a, that when the Medrash says, I mentioned it the other day, that, you know, why is there Shechita, you know, why is there Shechita Menatzavar, you know, why can't you kill the animal in some other way, right? Lo nitna Torah el etzareth es abrios. So the Rambam interprets that as being equivalent to the view, osa midosa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Racham and einan el gzeiros. And he thinks that both of those things mean that, you know, you just have to follow Ratzon Hashem, and that Tamei Mitzvos are somehow something that is that undercut, you know, that undermine, you know, that pure, you know, response as a mitzuvah. However, says the Rambam, this is like, you know, to make this part clear, the Rambam says this is a debate in Chazal. These two formulations take that view, but the overwhelming consensus is that that is not correct. We paskin like the other view that says there is Tamei Mitzvos, and that therefore not only are there Tamei Mitzvos, but that we should do our best. Again, we don't always know whether we are right, and there's probably different levels of Tamei Mitzvos, but the actually not only permissible, but it's obligatory to try as much as possible to penetrate and to understand a divine fiat. And that's, you know, what the Rambam says, both in Mor Nebuchim and in Hilchos Me'ilah, right, and a few other places, and, you know, ends of Svarim, where the Rambam talks about Tamei Mitzvos. The most famous one is in Hilchos Me'ilah, where he talks about, you know, chukim having an inner law, what I call an inner logic, and you know, it being obligatory to try to understand. But that's according to the Rambam debate. But the Ramban in Parshas Ki Teitzeh on Kan Tzipor says, and this is, you know, again a little ironic but fascinating, the Ramban says that the Rambam is wrong about his understanding of Lo Nitna Torah L'Tzarif Esambrios and She'osa Midosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Racham Ibn Elegzeos. That the Ramban really holds, Ramban says there's no debate in Chazal about the propriety or even the you know, preference for trying to find Tamei Mitzvos. You know, of course, you have to do it responsibly, and you have to know, you know that, that it's a fallible enterprise and not always, you know, likely even to succeed. You have to be a mitzuveh, you know, whose response is not contingent upon your understanding. That the Ramban said, that's all true. But there's no view in Chazal, says the Ramban, that really holds that you that there is no reason or that you shouldn't be pursuing the reasons, right? Again, if you ask a man on the street, like, you know, who's more likely, the Rambam or Ramban, to deny that there is such a debate in Chazal, right? You know, probably, you know, unless everybody's very knowledgeable to begin with, which could be. But everybody would have thought that the Rambam would deny that there is even such an argument, and that the Ramban, you know, whose orientation is a little bit different in certain issues, you know, I guess less purely rationalistic, you know, that the Ramban would be the one who said, well, it's a major debate, you know, whatever we pass. But it's the opposite. The opposite is true. You can never predict, you know, the Rishonim, because they had their own mind and their own integrity, and, you know, they called it like it is, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may, even though, again, they also had global perspectives, and Rambam is a great example of that. Despite his global perspective, which is very enthusiastic about Talmid Mitzvos, he thinks that there is a contrary position. Anyways, what is the Ramban's view of Lo Nitla Torah L'Tzarif Sabrios and Osa Midosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Racham V'Vein Lel Gzeiros? He has to provide an alternative. He says, no. The real argument is, do we look at Talmid Mitzvos in a narrow way, right, or in a broader way? Maybe that's the argument. Or do we look at it in terms of the, you know, intrinsic, let's say, focus of that particular mitzvah, right? Or in terms of what that reflects about man's orientation more broadly. Okay, and to be concrete, to be specific about it, right? Omar al-Kansipor Yagiu Rachamecha, says the Ramban, is the guy who says that the whales or the, you know, or the tigers, oh my gosh, I have to be careful, I gotta, you know, that tiger thing is still on my mind, that the tigers have rights, you know, and, you know, we're worried about their feelings, their injured feelings, per se. You know, again, you're always worried about the feelings of animals. Sorry about the chayim, it's a terrible thing. But, like, you know, to build up, you know, in an equivalent way to man's feelings, you know, and animals have feelings. And the Ramban says that trivializes the mitzvah. Because the real idea behind Kansipor, not completely divorced from, it is connected to Tzar Balei Chayim, but the main idea is for man to cultivate the Midah of Rachmanus and to avoid Achzarius. So he should be, you know, gentle and kind and careful, but, you know, with animals, also for the sake of you know, being compassionate. But mostly it's not about the animals, it's about man. So that's his pshat. That's what it means. Lo nitna Torah el tzarif sabrios. It doesn't mean we're testing man. This is an empty test just of his fidelity to tzivui Hashem without content, you know, but we're going to do it anyway. I mean, there's no shechita min ha-tzavar, shechita min ha-oref, you know, any other kind of killing of the animal per se, objectively, it doesn't make any difference, you know, but Baruch Shalom said it, this is what you got to do. Because Rabban, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that all these things are intended letzare fesabrios, meaning to shape and to cultivate man's telem elokim characteristics. So in a way, that is, you know, kind of the discussion they were just having. You know, what about the animals, kodem, you know, the heter of the mammal? It's about the animals. Completely about the animals? The animals on the same level as man? Or it's about Achzarius HaAdam, right? Or some combination thereof. So that's exactly this question and these issues. Okay. Having said that, so again, regarding the animals and exactly the issues that we've been discussing, yeah?
Yeah, at the end he comes back and links it back to Hatzar Chas Basar for Yisrael.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shnina Torah Yisrael Shekvar Nimcha Zeh Das Min HaOlam. Once everyone essentially stopped thinking that people and animals were
equivalent.
Asar Lam Tzas HaBalei Chayim HaMolidim Ovei V'Achiras Nefesh. That's basically it.
So that's the in a way of the remnant.
Yeah.
Very good. So it's a great marker. Anyways, so the this question of the status of animals, again, the Ramban himself, you know, Lishitaso, all over the place, you have to look at other Rambams too, is very careful, they say, very, you know, about, on the one hand, you know, cruelty and you know, an appreciation for malas habehemos beyond tzomeach and domeim, as we discussed. At the same time, you know, never ever did the Ramban go so far as to equate man and animal, even in Bereshit when he was talking about malas habehema. But at the same time, he does have an appreciation for animals having, you know, some level or some mid-level of das. So, Netanel, right? Yeah. Right? So, brought to my attention that the Ramban, also in the context of Noah, you have it there? Yeah. The Ramban, in the context of Noah, and this is, again, he speaks of this in a bunch of places, talks about again, you know, Miyad Kochai Edrashenu, right? So the Ramban, you know, discusses the question. This is a, you know, get to Baba Kama, I guess, that, you know, why it is that a shor shehemis as a adam, or an animal that kills a person, is, you know, subject to skila. Right, that's an interesting question. And again, he kind of, he says in the end that it's, you know, it's mysterious, he's not a real bardas. Where is it? Tesei? Second. Yeah, miad kochai adrashana temani imadrisha kimashma miad hachaya kamo miad haadam yaschunesh bedavar. Right? Ve'ein b'chaya das shateyanesh oshet tekabel skar. Notice he doesn't say that the animal doesn't have any das, right? He just says it doesn't have the level of das to be subject to skar ba'onesh, right? So he says, "V'ulai yechein beinyan dam adam levado, shekol achay shetitrof also titrof kigzer samelachu, v'zet tam sakol yisakel ashor v'lo yachalas b'sari." Absolutely, the Ramban says there also in Shmos, "Ve'nenu lahanish as ba'ala b'mamon kafilu ashor midbar chay mis." As we know, "V'tzivachein bebnei Noach kibi Yisrael." So the Ramban is struggling with this. On the one hand, the animal doesn't have skar ba'onesh. You know, on the other hand, it's not just a punishment to the Bailin. Indeed, as we know, the shor has to be put on trial, and it's a bezin of Chav Gimel. This is a murderous shor. Right? The truth is, it has a certain kind of, and the Ramban says this also, and others do as well, like a certain stigma. You know, Moshe Lamad Averdom, again, I don't want to do all these things because they're all massive and interconnected, but, you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, also about arayos, that you know, if you're nichshal, you know, in arayos with an animal, so the animal is killed. So the Gemara discusses whether it's takala, you know, v'kolon. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You know, the animal is killed because you know, this animal, you know, sof. You know, was a takala, and that in itself, you know, it's not undeserving, or it's kolon. It's like there's a stigma. People see the animal, they say, "Oh, that's the animal that, you know, was involved in this, you know, completely, you know, unacceptable, you know, expression, etc." So this is an interesting question. The point is that a bedavar adomim, like we have similar issues like mitzvah b'aveira, according to certain, you know, rishonim, you know, the idea that an aveira was done with an object, it has a stigma. But there's a hierarchy. The point probably is that, you know, when you're talking about a cheftza, you know, so mitzvah b'aveira aside, you know, you don't associate, and mitzvah b'aveira also is limited to where the aveira that you did, right, continues to be kind of continues to resonate in the object. Like you steal an object, you know, and you know, it's still, everybody looks at it and they see it as the chepetz gozel, right? The shame gozel, let's say, attaches itself to it. But that aside, in terms of a chepetz doesn't do an action. And therefore, it's not associated with the action; just associated with the, you know, with the result. But an animal, even if it doesn't have responsibility and there's no onesh in that sense, but it is a player. It's, you know, how much of a cheftza is an animal, and how much of a, again, not a gavra, but a, you know, a poel, you know, is it really? That's kind of really what we're talking about in some of these issues. So both for takala v'kolon, that's kind of one issue, and sakol yisakel, again, even if it's hefker, nothing, there's no bailin, you know. But the animal is kind of a barda, kind of has some das, or at least it's an actor, not just a cheftza upon which, you know, some, you know, was drawn into a participation of some sort, especially if the animal takes the initiative. So that stigma alone. And the stigma sticks partly because the animal, you know, is something in between a human and a domain and a tzameach. So that's a very interesting point, and especially in the context in which it is. Yeah.
So when we're talking about shiloh hakelin, and kibud avayim,
And what?
In Kibbutz Abayim.
Kibbutz Abayim. I wasn't talking about
Kibbutz Abayim. So I'm just wondering if, according to the Ramban, who says that you should totalize but not consider the rachmim that we give to animals equal, how could the star be the same?
Well, I'm not sure I understand the question. I think it's an interesting aura, but I don't think it's a question. I mean, there can't be overlapping, scar. Even though the mechayim or the basic character is different. I mean, in the case of Kibbutz Abayim, there's hakaras hatov, you factor. There's a Masora factor, all the things that go into making, Kibbutz Abayim. I knew Kibbutz Abayim is part of the Aseres HaDibros. Kibbutz Abayim may have been part of, Mara, the original giving of a few mitzvos. There are many, reasons to think that Kibbutz Abayim is, a very pivotal, kind of a mitzvah, and, something that trains you, in my opinion, to an emunah, in belief, and both in a transference way and in a model way. None of that applies to Kanzipor at all. But I think the idea of developing or cultivating a Mida of Rachmanut is still a very important idea that has implications for your life. Just as, Shvichas Damim Gili Arayos, in a Vodazara or all Yeharig Vayavor, right? But I think the Mechaivim doesn't mean they're all the same idea. And there are many, many distinctions. Here, too, you have very different ideas, but you have parallel, partly parallel scar of, Arichas Yamim, because they both, as different as they are, make a certain profound, lasting, and defining contribution to who you are. So I think it's interesting ha'ara, but I don't really see it as a question. Okay, we're good? Yeah, so now let's get back to, having said all this, again, it just pays to do it all, get it all out. So let's talk just briefly more about the Ramban's perspective in all of this. So we've seen so far that in Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, in addition to everything else that the Ramban provides, which I'm kind of trying to bolster here with some other Rambans, and there are many, many more, in Pirush al Torah in particular, one of the things that was, I thought, very singular, Matthew, read it last time, was that the Ramban introduces Shkita gratuitously. I'm happy that he did, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. But in the sense that it's more striking because he did not say a word about Shkita, not in Bereishis and not in Parshas Noach. But by doing that, he's already kind of foreshadowing that this whole number one, he's a foreshadowing of this whole topic. Basically, he's saying that our Hagdama, is relevant. Right? So I'm very grateful to the Ramban for that. Namely, that the topic of Heter Achilas Basar to begin with and everything that goes with it is connected to Shechita. And he's implying that the methodology of Shechita, right, isn't just, what happened to be chosen, to be the mechanism of Achilas Basar, in the normative, post-Mabel and especially post-Maimon Har Sinai world, but that he's implying that Shechita and Birchas Shechita, that all these things are directly connected to neutralizing, I guess, whatever the excesses would have been, and contributing to, I guess, what I'm going to call, this Kedusha orientation, which changes the whole narrative of Achilas Basar, right? Both in terms of Karbanos and in terms of Basar Chulin, and especially the relationship between them. So the fact that the Ramban, twice in Bereishis in that piece, twice in Noah, both cases gratuitously, emphasizes Sod HaShechita, Birch HaShechita, Tam HaShechita, and the way that he does is, in my opinion, very, very critical and important. And all of that gets reinforced even more in other Rambans. So I wanted you to look at the two Rambans in Achrimos, and then a couple of other Rambans. So I just want to get them discuss them, and they want to discuss you know, some of the parameters of Shechita and Kulin and Kadshin, you know, where we find it, where we don't, etc. Okay, so what do you think, Micha? So what does the Ramban say about this issue in Achimos? Yeah. Two Rambans, right? So I just wanted to go through them very quickly. Again, they certainly reinforce the other Rambans. I think there's no question about that. But what is the context? The first there are two contexts in Achrimos, yeah. Right? First one?
Shkutichotz.
Shkutichotz. Vaydabar Hashem Amo Shalimor, Daber al Aron ve'al Banav ve'al Bnei Yisrael ve'marta aleihem. Zeh Davar Shatziva Hashem Amor. Right? Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor, o kesev, o eiz v'machane, o asher yishchat michutz l'machane. Go ahead. What happens? V'zabachta, right? Mib kara. Is that right?
No.
Reading the wrong thing. One second. Go pesach ol moed sachri lo yivio lahakriv korban l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev l'ishahu. Dam shafach v'nichlas ha'ishahu v'kerav ama. So shchutei chutz. So shchutei chutz is fascinating. Again, I hope I'll have much more time to discuss it. Shchutei chutz is a fascinating topic. By definition, right? If there's something called shchitas kachim and shchitas chulin, you know, what if you take, you know, kachim and you shecht it b'chutz? Like, what is that? So the Torah is very severe about it, right? El pesach o moed lo eviu lahakriv korban l'Hashem, right? Dam yechashev l'ishahu, dam shafach. Okay, so is it the bypassing of an opportunity of kachim or of an expected kachim? Like you have this thing, it's poised to be kachim, it's supposed to be kachim, you know, and then you bypass kachim, so it's the slap in the face, it's the, you know, that's the mechayim, or the shechita itself. The shechita is supposed to be this, you know, mitzvah, this matir, you know, etc. You know, this maybe this way of you know, bringing kedusha to akilas basar, and you know, typically that's what it does. But what happens when you use the shechita, or when the shechita is applied in a context which actually, you know, degrades, you know, the kedusha, you know, potential for this thing. Right. And it could be that both things are true. It's the bypassing of kachim per se, right? And maybe, that's kind of what I'm suggesting, maybe particularly, you know, when it comes to shechita, that bypassing is a shechita problem. It's kind of like you corrupted shechita. Shechita is supposed to, you know, be the antidote or the, you know, the methodology of upgrading the achilas basar. We'll see what he said, especially if you think that it comes from the world of kachim, which I'm going to suggest. And, you know, instead, you know, even in a kachim context, you took it out of that. So you kind of undermined, you know, everything that shechita is all about. It's just fascinating, number one. I mean, we call it shechutei chutz. We emphasize shechutei chutz. The Torah emphasizes shechutei chutz. But remember, the case that the Torah even mentions is a case where the shechita might have taken place in the mikdash, you know, and then the halal was b'chutz. You know, we typically, and your chayiv, kares in that case, but we typically view this as a, we call it shechutei chutz. Okay. And it's very harsh, you know, onesh. Moreover, what is this dam yechashev la'ishahu, dam shafach? Dam Shafach reminds us a little bit of the psukim in Parshas Noach, right, where the Torah said, "There's a hetzer b'achilas basar, but be careful about shvichas dam." Okay, so again, I hope to speak more about shvichas dam, but at some point. But that's the just the psukim themselves. I'm saying raise the question, and the way that Chazal treat it and call it, primarily at least. Also raise the question. And of course, again, the Ramban is, you know, one of the people who zeroes in on it. You have it, Micha?
Yeah. Go ahead. Hine b'chol ba'al eichayim zulasi adam asisi damam kemayim elakumam galalim kemo sh'amar kiyarek esav nasati lechem eskol.
So already the Ramban is invoking, you know, not only the psukim in Bereishis, but, you know, it you know, motivates us to, you know, to review or, you know, to revert to his perspective on those psukim. Right, so this goes back to my, so it's not obvious at all, again. Dam Yechashev, you know, goes back to Bereishis, to the Isur of the initial Isur of Achilas Basar. That's a remarkable Ramban. Okay. Aval, there's a heter, says the Ramban. Right? Right? There was Isur, there's now a heter. Aval. Yeah. So this isn't, what do you mean? What does he mean? Again, because of, only because of the Kachim part? Meaning it's true that originally this was Shvichus Damim, then it was Matired. Now there's a whole different Lechayiv, and that is the disruption or the you know, the turning your back on a Kachim, you know, when, you know, when you're on the cusp of Kachim. You're taking Kachim and turning it into Chulin. Right? What does that have to do with the Isur of Achilas Basar, notwithstanding the Heter? So again, factually, okay. But obviously it makes much, much more sense if we really understand, as Ramban himself emphasized it, that Shechita was the, you know, was the methodology, you know, that, that, you know, was critical to allowing for all of this, right? And then you, you know, you use Shechita improperly. Now it's even more true, and we'll see this in the Ramban in Devarim. You know, it's even more improper if Shechita's Chulin really comes from the world of Kachim. So if Shechita's Chulin comes from the world of Kachim, that's the reason why it has this elevated status and is able to, you know, accomplish all of this, etc., etc. So think about it. You know, you take Kachim and you shecht it for Chulin, right? Eilecha, you know, undermining of you know, Shechita Gedola Mizuh. So again, I don't dismiss the Kachim Mechayev per se. What I am saying is that by citing Bereishis here and everything that goes with it, Ramban is implying, you know, so much more. That's called Shofech Damim. The answer is the Ramban himself in Parshas Noach was telling us that, you know, just because there's a heter of Achilas Basar now, all Yidei Shechita, don't think that that's a license for Shvichas Damim. Right? So in addition to that, it also clues into that other Ramban. Okay, so that's number one. And that's very, very, I think, remarkable. We have to look more at Shvutechot, but I think it does tell us a lot. What about the next part of that Parsha? Micha?
Yeah. So here is just discussing not eating blood in Kisrei Adam.
Oh, eating blood.
Yeah.
So again, we already had a little taste, I guess you could say, of the Ramban's view about eating blood. Remember what the Ramban said right in Noah. Right? And that is that, what did he say?
That
you have to earn this letter of recommendation.
It's like that it's
you know, the one that's going into your file.
Yeah. The that he said that it's where the nefesh is.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to do it.
The goof was permitted, you know, but not the nefesh. Right. So again, this is a remnant of the Isur of Achilas Basar. Correct?
Yeah.
According to the Ramban. And so what the Ramban says about Dam, and there are other Rambans too, were really our antennae are very sensitive to what he's going to say here. Okay, so what does he say? Ki nefesh habasar, again, the psukim are just...
Bedam, yeah. You know,
that's where he gets it from.
Yeah.
This pasuk, ki nefesh habasar bedam, who is a pasuk that the Ramban, others also, of course, but the Ramban quotes again and again and again in other contexts. He quoted it already in Noach, this pasuk. But he just loves to quote it. Okay? Ki nefesh abasar bedamu. I think I mentioned, or if I didn't, somebody, oh, I know what happened. They was asked after Shir, people were asking me about what I meant when I said that dam was like a life force. Yeah, so what I meant was, and there, you know, the Rishonim are very into this idea. The Bali Tosis in Shabbos speak about this in terms of Meleches Chovel. There's a debate, what is Chovel? But the Bali Tosis view is that Chovel is the Tilas Neshama. Again, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. So Dam is perceived, and I, you know, physiologically, we were talking a little bit about biologically, you know, Dam isn't just the circulatory system, you know, methodology that carries nutrients, you know, and other things and allows the system to operate and so on and so forth. Obviously, it's that. It's very complex, and that's just a remarkable Rambam Masech HaShem. But in the view of the Torahs, the Psukim, at least as understood by the Mefarshim, and in some cases in halachic context, this is a great example, the Bali Tosis as well, right, it's viewed as like the life, or at least Dam, you know, HaNefesh, as opposed to certain other kind of dam. That's why, you know, there are different. There's dam evarim, there's dam tamtzis, there's dam nefesh, but dam nefesh is viewed as kind of the life force of creatures, of man and of animal. Meaning, it's not just a necessary system in the body, but it's like that intangible element, I guess, you know, that that is responsible. I'm not saying spiritually necessarily, maybe that also. But for the force of life. Again, can you replicate blood? Can they replicate something like blood artificially? I think not yet. Hopefully they can't. Well, hopefully they can. It'll help. But we'll cross that, you know, when we... meaning, so that's what it means, the life force. That's why Bali Tosa say that Chovel is Netilas Neshama. Not all Rishonim agree. Anyways, the Ramban loves this pasuk, ki nefesh abasar bedamu. Go ahead. Vani nasati lachem al mizbeach. Go ahead.
Mashmos akasav hazeh sheyomer sheyaser lanu hadam ibnei shenasnu lanu lihiyos al mizbeach lechaper al nafsho seinu.
Yeah, so dam of a behema, right, is particularly miyuad, in context of a korban, to the mizbeach and kapara, precisely because it is the life force, the nefesh of the animal. Behu chelek hashem. Again, that doesn't have to mean that it is, you know, it's not a neshama, but it's, again, the life force. It's something that only God can, only a divine, has a divine imprimatur, gives life. Okay? V'uchela kashev. Tama chela. Okay. Go ahead.
V'im niksha lama asr dam achayev ofa asher lo yikarev, nidchet ashoel, sheretzel harchikenu mikol dam shlo nishkebo, your nishkebo,
yeah. Okay. So that sounds like, you know, the mechayiv is completely, maybe for the reason of kiadamu nefesh, but the mechayiv is the fact that it is nitan, you know, as kapara on the mizbeach, and that the rest of it is a kind of a lo plug or a siag daraisa, which you don't have in chaylev, but you have in dam. All right. That would already be very interesting. Right? And is consistent with what the Ramban says about the life force factor and belonging to the Rabbon, the Chelek Hashem in Parshas Noah. But then he goes on and he expands and basically saying, but it's more than that. Okay, what's the more than that?
V'arav kasav mornavuchim ki hayu ha-kazdim u'asim
ha-d... You can say ha-roi nefshen ha-farish?
Yeah, yeah. V'arav nefshen ha-farish b'tam yisiro ki Hashem barakol nevram ha-tachtonim l'tzorach adam.
Now, no, this is what I was referring to the other day, and this, I think, is, again, the dialectical approach of the Ramban, which is, what he said in Bereishis was not what the Sifsei Chachamim said, or what Kayan said, right? He said that the animal has a mala, and therefore, and that's sufficient, maybe, right, to preclude its being killed, maybe to preclude it being eaten. It's not food. He's more of a gavra than a chafza, or he's not a you know, walking future meal, right, and, you know, and so on and so on. Maybe even when he's dead, he's not a meal, he's the old, you know, previously animated, you know, with dam and everything else, you know, animal. So, Hashem bara kol hanivroim hatachtonim letzorech haadam. Even though he's a Baal Chayin, he has all these features that distinguish him from Tzomeach and Domeim, right? He still is letzorech haadam, right? Go ahead.
Kihu levada behem makios baro.
Meaning, as much as there's self-preservation, I'm just putting the two Rambans together. The self-preservation, and there's some element of will, right? But there's no, you know, strategic intelligence, and there certainly is no hakara sabore, right? And that is what really differentiates. That's the chelek, you know, that's the tzelem elokim. That's the, you know, the elyonut of Adam. The afal pichein.
Lo hitir lahem ba'achila mitchila ki et somech.
Rakatzomech.
Rakatzomech lo bale anefesh.
Because he has a nefesh.
Yeah. Kasher bav parshas bereishis nemar avinu l'tzelem it's kolis of zera zera zera. Kasher ha'ev mavol shenitzu b'zchusel shanelach v'hikriv mihan korban v'hayel l'ratzon lo hitir l'meshchito.
Okay. So just to point out, again, what he said previously in Noach and bereishis, so shenitzolu b'zchusel shel Noach, and therefore that changed the relationship, and it made the, you know, the miktsas das, if you want to call it, of the Baal Chai, you know, less significant in this issue. It didn't degrade what it was, but it made it more species oriented rather than individual oriented, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and that he's, but here he adds two things, right? One is v'hikrav mehem korban v'hoya l'ratzon lo, meaning when the korban was brought, you know, that was before the heter of achilas basar was pronounced. What the Ramban is saying is that the fact that Noach brought a korban from the behema right after the mabul, that he did, that's the good, that's the thing that he did right. Okay. You know, the later Noach, you know, the survivor, you know, did not contribute, you know, to the world in the same way. But like in the immediate aftermath of the mabul, one of the first things he did by making an animal a korban, in addition to akaras hatov, a yorach, etc., was he changed, you know, the way that we look at achilas pasach. So in addition to the fact that it was nitzol b'zchuso shel Noach, you know, he also turned it into a cheftza in a way, but a cheftza of a korban, and into a potential davar shebikdusha. That's why I think he adds the words v'hikar mehem korban v'haya liratzon lo. The Rabbanu Shalom responded favorably, right? And consequently, hiter lehem ashchita. Once again, right? The heter shchita at the time of Noah. The answer is yes, in a way, right? In terms of the plan, in terms of the shchita, in terms of, you know, what the korban was going to allow. Okay, keep going. Kemosha Amar.
Kemosha Amar. Kol remes asher hu chay lachem yelach lachem yelach la kira geis asad lachem esemol. Kiosam baburad. Kichiusam baburadam.
Shiela hana aso. Right? Ule tzorcho shel adam. Right? This again, it's babur ha-adam. I'm sorry, did I read it? I'm sorry. Kichiusam babur ha-adam. Again, that's an important line because that's part of the skus. Right, and that was originally part of the design of creation, but it wasn't going to be expressed in Achila, and now even more so it is. V'ine hiter gufam, right? Asher hu chai, bavur ha'adam. Go ahead.
Shiela and also tzorchel shel adam. Ushitia nevesh shebehen chapara la'adam be karvim lefanav yisparach velo sheyochluhu.
Oh, meaning the guf was nitar la adam, that changed, and the nefesh habehema, right, which is the chelek, you know, mimal, according to the previous piece in Shkutei Chutz, right, that also is babur haadam, but not babur haadam physically, but babur haadam spiritually. So lo sheyochluhu, but to be lekapara on the mizbeach. So the point of the dam isn't just that it's nitan lekapara, it's what makes it off limits, and asur is also what makes it nitan lemizbeach, right? That Ramban is saying something very consistent here. And in a way, the shchita is part of that as well. Shchita paves the way for the zrikas hadam. Ki ein lebal nefesh, sheyochal nefesh. Ki anefashos kulan lakel, right? It's off limits. Hine, go ahead. Kenefesh Adam.
Kenefesh Behema Lo. Hine Lohena. Umikra Echal Behem.
That's, of course, the same pasuk in Koheles, you know, that Cain was, you know, I guess, misquoting or quoting correctly, but, you know, invoking incorrectly. So it's a fascinating thing. Lekach tziva od, skip a little bit, right? Lechasos kol dam b'chaya b'of?
Yeah.
This is what sowed for kisui adam.
Kiloi's karav.
Because they can't bring a korban from, you know, if it's not going to be nikrav. It could, but it isn't, right?
Yeah, ki gam gam ofos lo yikar behem rak shnei minim bilvad gam hemi and nishchatin al behemos rov mitzuim nishchatim l'shem anechvad v'damim l'chaper bein roy l'chsoso v'lo chashash l'chsos dam achulin bebehema ki ein achulin b'midbar gam achareken al harav itzavat.
So the fact that there's no chulin b'midbar, we'll get to that soon. And or a la robe, that's strange a little bit. I mean, the Ramban is having trouble, obviously, you know, consistently explaining what needs kisui adam, what doesn't, you know, which dam is us or, you know, etc. But the bigger idea is he's having a little bit of trouble, but the bigger point is that things like, oh, what happened in Midbar or robe means that it's association oriented. And the question then is, like when you're eating dam, are you eating, you know, chelek hakel or chelek hanefesh? If you're not being mechasa dam, you know, are you ignoring the fact that this was roi, you know, lahakrava? So it isn't a direct iser, etc. It's more about the association and the perspective that it produces regarding achilas basar and the role and the status of dam. So that is a very consistent Ramban and his understanding of Shechita, his understanding of the role of Kadshim in terms of the Dam part, and his connection to Kisui Adam, to Isra Achila, and to Shechut Echutz, all fits in with this view. Yeah.
According to the Ramban, did Noach's Akravas Korban play a role in the Heter?
It sounds like the Ramban here holds that way.
So there would be two aspects.
So I don't know if there are two or they merged. But you know, there's a demonstrated maybe, you know, that you could that you could look at. That's kind of what I'm saying. That you could look at achilas basar or misas, you know, behema, you know, in that way. And it was leratzon lo. I think that's what he adds. Like, you know,
yeah.
By making it a korban and the Rabbon Sholem approving, that was like the, you know, the background for there being, you know, the potential. And again, none of that would have been appropriate. Like, how do you take this balchai, which is kind of a mixas bardas, you know, and even begufo, you know, and each animal is, you know, it's you know, it's Bartholomew the bull and you know Daisy the sheep and you know, you can't even begin to do that unless nitzolu aydeschus and it's a species thing. You know, and anyway, they all owe their existence because they were part of the problem, and they owe their existence to Noah. So then, you can do that, but you know, it's only when it's l'ratzon and it's l'karban, you know, that that's going to turn into a basis for a heter achilas basar.
So the original heter achilas basar was in the first instance ayudei akravas karban.
It sounds like if there wasn't if it wasn't both of these things, then there wouldn't have been it sounds like in this Ramban here that there wouldn't have been after this. I don't think you'd pick this up at all, Noach or whatever. But I think you do.
Could this possibly suggest there's some sort of connection between the Isser of Shechut Echutz and the original Heter Achilas Basar? Because it sounds like Noach only achieved the Heter Achilas Basar.
Yeah, I am kind of suggesting that a little bit. Yeah. I'm saying that just that. Again, if the point of Shechita was to elevate Achilas Basar, you know, in all these different ways, and especially if Akravas Karbanos is part of it, which this Ramban is saying also in terms of the Dam part and Kisui Adam and so on and so forth, then neglecting, you know, to be Makriv, a Karban, by being Makriv in Shechut Echutz, you know, in a way, that's what I was saying before, is you know, to corrupt you know, the original purpose of Shechita. So it isn't just per se the Mechayev of bypassing Kadshim, insulting Kadshim, you know, by bypassing it. But it is, it's much more than that. It's also, additionally or primarily, the corruption of Shechita. Yeah, 100%. That's kind of what I'm getting at in these Rambam. That's why I'm spending so much time on it. Okay. Right. So, I'm going to talk about Nevela and Trefa next time, but let me just talk about the history a little bit of Shechita, so we can get into the Psukim in Re'eh and so on. So, it is interesting that, you know, if we look at the various Makot, the formulation of Shechita doesn't really appear, you know, until, you know, we get into the normative, you know, areas of the Torah. Talk about Karbanos, Vayikra, earlier in Shemos. So I'm going to just throw this out. Again, these are massive topics, so I just want to touch on them right now, and some of them we'll be able to pick up on. In Shemos, when it comes to Karban Pesach, the first time that Shechita, I think, is emphasized, ironically, maybe not ironically, I don't think ironically, I should say, or interestingly, is in the Akedah. Right? The first time we read about an implement for Shechita, you know, Macheles, is in the Akedah. When we get to discussing that a little bit, you know, is that a cliché race or not? We'll talk more about the role of the Akedah. But, of course, Akedah is a, you know, I don't have to tell you, is a, you know, is a very singular situation, obviously. Now, the question whether it can be viewed as a paradigm, should be viewed as a paradigm, is an open question. Depends how you understand that. In the world of Bris, you know, Machshava of Bris, we'll call it, you know, the idea that, you know, the Akedah was a real Shechita is like a very big, you know, theme. Namely, Yitzchak really was Shachut, and he really was, you know, an Ola Tamima, and, you know, he, you know, it was a real Shechita. Anyways, but it has its roots in some Rishonim, but obviously others don't understand it that way. But at least in terms of the original idea, it's fascinating that, again, in Noach, before the Heter Achilas Basar, we have, you know, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach LaShem, Vayaal Olos B'Mizbeach, but no mention of Shechita. Avram Avinu also, in the context of the, you know, his visitors, in the context of the Bris Mila, right, the Noach is Perkhas Pasuk Chaf, of course. Cheschaf, that's before Tes Gimel. Avram Avinu, you know, Ela Bakar Ratz Abraham, Vayikach Ben Bakar Rach Vatov, you know, Bayomer, he tells the Nar, La So, but it doesn't say Lishkoto So. In the Yitzchak, Esav and Yaakov, Aseli Matamim, you know, in Tzayid, you know, mostly the emphasis is on, you know, preparing meat, but not necessarily Shechita. Again, the two exceptions to that that stand out are the Akedah. Or the Akedah, you originally have, the purpose of the Akedah is V'haleu Sham Le'ola, that's the Tzivui, that's Parakhapes Pasuk Gimel. You do have the reference to Macheles, which is an implement for Shechita, that's in Parakhapes Pasuk Vav. And in Parakhapes Pasuk Yud, you have the intention of Avraham Avinu to go ahead, Lishchot Es Bino. Again, it doesn't matter to me so much the term Shechita as opposed to Zvicha, of a Zabachta or a Shachatita, although that's an interesting question too. But it happens, that's the reference to Lishchot Es Bino. So, again, one question, as I just noted, is like, you know, A, it didn't seem to have happened, except for the role of Brisk. No, others say also, like, you know, Alpidin, or there was a Kalos of, and so on. But obviously, it's a, you know, a human who was the object, who was the carbon here. So you could say, you know, this is a strange context. But on the other hand, this was the ultimate act of Mesiras Nefesh, right? The big test for Avraham Avinu, according to most people, the 10th test, Ate Adati Kirei Elokim Ata, expression of Yiras Elokim. according to the Drasha Saran, the ultimate expression also of Avas Hashem, both. And the ultimate, I guess, example of tikkun, or taking something which seems to be, you know, Shvichos Damim, writing and turning it into the ultimate act of Kedusha and Akrava and Korba. Okay. Again, we're all happy that it didn't happen before. But in the end of the day, the Akedah, for the Akedah to be the first kind of expression of Shechita, or, you know, more concrete one in any case, may be very significant. That's basically what I'm saying. The opposite case, you know, the ultimate corruption, let's say, of Shechita, not Shechutei Chutz, is the other reference, you know, in Sefer Bereishis to Shechita, right? Which is a broader reference, but an interesting one as well, and that is in the context of the Yosef story. Right? When the brothers want to, imply, you know, that Yosef met his end, you know, his violent end, you know, naturally, and that they had nothing to do with it. Right, and the ultimate act, you could say, again, I don't see this as drush, I really think this is relevant. In the ultimate act of Abzarius, right, brothers turning on another brother, so, you know, part of that story is, again, this is Perek, what is it, Lamed Zayin Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayishchatu Seir Izim. It's not a Seir that they eat. It's not a good shechita. It's a horrific shechita, right? It's the shechita that, you know, seals in a way, right, the terrible crime, you know, not only against Yosef, but this part of the crime, maybe even the worst part of the crime, that is the crime against Yaakov Avinu, right? The ruse that, you know, letting him believe on his own that he didn't have the courage to, you know, to kind of say it, but to let him believe, you know, that his beloved son, you know, had been killed. But it was done ayidei shechita. Right. So I think if that is, you know, this viewed as the ultimate corruption, just like we're talking about shechutei chutz in a different way. And I don't think it's a coincidence that term is used. I'll go again, it's hard to know. Anyway, that's in terms of the backstory. The real halachic history of Shechita begins with Korban Pesach in Perek, in the beginning of Shavuos, right? The Torah tells us that, did I write that psukim here? Just 1 second. What is it, Perek in base? Right, V'hoya lechem l'mishmeres Ad arba osa yom lachodesh hazeh, b'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael, bein hor boyim. Right, that's Perikid Beis, pasuk Vav. Then earlier, v'yikra Moshe lechol zikne Yisrael v'yomar lehem mishchu k'chulachem tzon l'mishpachoseichem, b'shachatu ha'pasach. So, the role of shechita in Korban Pesach is very prominent. The Mishnah says in Talmud Ishkat that Shechita, right, is the Ikar focus of Korban Pesach. And this is translated into the Halacha in terms of numerous Shitos we've shown him. But let me say it this way without going into any detail. And that is that what, for some Rishonim, what Zrika, Rashi says this in a bunch of places, what Zrika is to a regular Korban, in terms of being the focal point of Kapara, and therefore the Ikar Avoda, if you want to say it that way, Shechita is to Korban Pesach. Okay? And this is expressed in, you know, things like, you know, the issue of possibly Lashma, or Lashem Mulim, Lashem, all sorts of different things. The focal point, according to some Rishonim, is not on Zrika, it's on Shechita. And again, the Mishnah says that, you know, Shechita is the Ikar in Korban Pesach. It may be that there's no din of Kapara in Korban Pesach. Is it the absence of you know, a Zrika focus that makes Shechita so prominent? Maybe. But methinks, you know, that you know, they go hand in hand, and then it's the Shechita itself. Remember that Shechita in Korban Pesach is Koveya Lagabe Minui. Right, so Vayikra Moshe calls it Neisrael. Vayomer lahem Mishku Chulachem Son of Mishpachos Sechem. The Shachar to a Pasach is understood by Chazal to establish that Chabura in Korban Pasach is determined by Shechita, by the moment of Shechita. That's very significant. Now again, and I'm going to say this about regular Karbanos in just a second too, because again, I'm trying to be, you know, honest about it, fair about it. And that is that, you know, there, it could be that the yichus of Shechita in Kadshim, whether it's Korban Pesach or rather Kadshim, whatever it is, to the extent that it isn't a regular Kadshim, we'll get to in just a second, you know, has less to do with Shechita than it does with the fact that Shechita is the beginning of the process. Meaning maybe it's the, you know, the outset of Shechita makes the animal, you know, into a chetza, into a korban, into a, you know, into a korban. That's why zvachim, which is in the language of zvicha. So it could all be just a technical thing. That's when the animal stops being, you know, a breathing, you know, entity and becomes a chetza, in this case a korban. It's the tchilas hatahalich. So maybe that's what's koveya, legabe, certain things, including Chabura. Maybe the din of Chabura is, you know, not Shechita per se, but, you know, Tchilat Avodas Abeheima. That's very possible. However, the fact that the Torah emphasizes Shechita here, and there are other indications as well, may indicate that it's a din in Shechita itself. And the previous pasuk that I quoted, V'hoyah lechem l'mishmer esadar ba'asar yom lechodesh ezeh v'shachatuz kal adas Yisrael beinu arbayim, is a fascinating pasuk as well. And the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin that, you know, one of the potential, or in some cases, you know, the combination of makoros that teach us the din of shlichos, of shlichos shon kemoso, everybody knows, you know, we learn from Truma, you know, you may learn from other things. One of the makoros is this pasuk that the Torah says, v'shachatu as a pasach. Right, so kol kahal adas Yisrael, but not every member of Klal Yisrael is doing Shechitas Korban Pesach. Right, if there's a chabura, then one person is doing it for each chabura. So is that significant? The implication that everybody should be doing Shechitas Korban Pesach and is by means of Korban Pesach and by means of Shluchas Shon Kemoson that it's a makor for that. The Rambam counts Shechitas Korban Pesach in Minyan HaMitzvos. You'll see soon, or we'll see soon, he doesn't count Shechitas, you know, other Korbanos as a separate mitzvah. Interesting. The Sefer called Makor Baruch by Baruch Krinker, I mean from Krink, right? He a Talmud of Reb Chaim Yevalajin. And very interesting sefer. So he has a bunch of simanim on the special role of Shechita in Korban Pesach, you know, connected to this question of shlichos. You know, he makes the argument that in the role of Shechita in Korban Pesach is such that it's, you know, spelled out as a mitzvah b'pnei atzmo, that it works. All these rayas and a bunch more. So again, is that just a coincidence? Or does that have to do with the fact, a little bit at least, you know, that Kedushas Yisrael, right, is defined by Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, and in particular, the role of Korban Pesach, something we discussed before, those who were here, before last Pesach, you know, the role of Pesach in Emuna, right, Kol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo, why Pesach Sheneh is so important, you know, etc. So the role of Shechita as that which, you know, kind of creates a korban generally, but especially which highlights Kedushas Yisrael and that unique kind of combination of spirituality, but also that allows for the channeling of an appropriate amount of physicality, you know, which is partially the story of Achilas, you know, the Heter of Achilas Basar, al yidei Heter Shechita. you know, that maybe it's not a coincidence. I think it's not a coincidence that Shechita is so explicit and so predominant, you know, in terms of Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's number one. With regard to regular Korbanos, so you have the pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra, right, V'shachat, right in the beginning of Vayikra, right, when we talk about Korbanos, this is Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, V'shachat has been Abakar L'Pnei Hashem, V'kribu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim HaSadam, V'zarku, of course, HaSadam, Alam Izbeach Savim, Asher Pesach Olam Moed. And of course, the pasuk b'shachat refers to shechita. Now, the status of shechita in a regular korban, as I've already mentioned, is very interesting, and especially the relationship between shechitas kachin and shechitas kula. So, on the one hand, again, the prominence of shechita is clear, right? Again, the fact that we call korbanos zvachim highlights that. Zavachta, and zevach means davar shenishchat. Moreover, it's one of the arba avodos, right? It's shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Those are the four. Certainly of the four, you know, zrika in a way is the most prominent in terms of kapara, as we mentioned. It has certain special dinim. But shechita equally has, you know, or maybe a little less than equally, you know, special status and special dinim and special emphasis. Especially in contrast to, let's say, Kabbalah and Halacha, which are important. What do we mean, Arba Vodos? Meaning with regard to, for example, the requirement of Lishma, right, the first Mishnah in Masachet Zvachim, you know, that there's a requirement of Lishma in Zvachim. And it might be Ma'akev in the case of Korban Chatos and Korban Pesach. But either way, there's certainly a requirement, a chiyuv and a kiyuv, you know, of lishma. And if it's, you know, not lishma, so the korban may be kosher, but it's not only a violin l'shem chova. So the point is that the din of lishma applies to all four avodos. Right? It applies to shechita. It also applies to kabbalah, halacha, you know, and zrika. But in that sense, Shechita certainly is the first, and it plays a very prominent role. Again, in Korban Pesach, it may even play a much greater role in Lishma, in the other Lishmas, there are additional Lishmas in Korban Pesach, additional Psulim in Korban Pesach. Anyways, the same is true with regard to Pigul, right? If you're Mefagel, a Korban, you have a Machsheves Chutz Lizmano, and also the more moderate pigul, you know, the chutzlo mekomo type, and I hope everybody, you know, fondly remembers, you know, Rashi and the Pnei Yoshua and, you know, the others in Bava Kamma, right? In Rav Chiya and Rav Moshe about, you know, what pigul is or isn't. But anyways, pigul, you know, focuses on the Dalet Avodos. Okay? Indeed, in the sugya in Zvachim Mem Vav, the Shem Shisha Dvarim, there are many Rishonim who are of the opinion that that applies. I mean, the positive requirements of Lishma that aren't necessarily Ma'ake, but are Chiyuvim, but are Mitzvos and Kiyumim. You know, there are Rishonim who think that that applies only to Shechita and not to any of the other Avodos. So again, because it's the beginning of the process, because it's the first time that there is a Chefetz Shel Korban, you know, etc., or maybe because of Shechita, you know, per se itself. Hard to know. The other side of the coin, of course, is that the Gemara, in numerous places, says that Shechita is not an avoda, even though it's one of the Dalet Avodos, but it's, I guess, you know, in terms of its impact on the process, it's an avoda, you know, as part of the process. Intrinsically, it doesn't have a status of avoda, and the fact that it is Kshera Bazaar and that it applies to Chulin, I'm going to have a chance to pin this down in the Rishonim much better, but the fact that Shechita's Kshera Bazaar doesn't need a Kohen, and that's already very Meduyak if you look at Rashi quoting Chazal, this is the Gemara, the pasuk itself. It says v'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, and then it says v'krivu bnei Aaron hakohanim adam v'zarku es adam. So the hikrivu, you know, that krava is the first thing that requires bnei Aaron, you know, hakohanim, right? And that's a Rashi quoting, you know, the Sifra, you know, points out. So may mitzvah mikabbalah ve'elach, you require a kohen. And shkita's ksheir b'zar. Wow, you know, that certainly seems to, you know, downgrade, you know, the status of shkita in the world of karbanos. You don't even need a kohen. Okay. Again, the Gemara sometimes says it's a lava voda. Have to look at those Gemaras. Some Rishonim think that it's a lava voda because shkita's ksheir b'zar. Okay. Other Rishonim think, other views in Bali Tosis even think, we'll look at all these later, that Shkita's not an avoda, you know, because it's it applies to Chulin. That's directly relevant to our question, right? Are Shkita's Kodshim and Chulin the same? That's a question for Minyan and Mitzvos, which we're going to get to on Sunday. Are Shkita's Kodshim, if they are, if they're different, that's significant. If they're the same, right, is it that Shkita's Chulin, you know, applies also to Kodshim, or, you know, for the world of Shkita's Kodshim, right, we apply even to Chulin. Okay? If it's that second perspective, that's obviously one that fits in much better, you know, with what we've been trying to kind of suggest, and that is that Shkita is the way of upgrading or elevating, you know, the Kedusha of Achilas Basar, if it really does come primarily from the world of Kodshim, but then you still have to explain this dialectic, then why is it Ksher Bazar? That might be the answer, too. I'll explain what I mean. But this is a question, whether the fact that it applies to Chulin is just a separate halacha? Is it about the upgrading of Chulin, or the necessary upgrading of Chulin? Or not? Or does it show that it's just, you know, as part of the process and the beginning of what makes the carbon a carbon, you know, so the shkita is relevant. But as an intrinsic act in its own right, you know, it's always a maisachol, essentially. But these are the questions. In the world of Kodshim itself, there is mixed evidence, you know, A, there's the distinction of between carbon pesach and other zvachim, but within the world of zvachim and karbanos and regular Kodshim, I say it's there's a dialectical kind of perspective on the role of Shkita, and there's much more to say. Shkita's Ksheir Bazar, I'll just give you another quick expression of this. Shkita is Ksheir Bazar, but there are Rishonim, we've actually talked about this, we had a couple of, right, of weeks of extra Shiurim, like 2.5, right? At the end of Bava Kamma and Masechet Yoma, so he pointed out that if you look at the sugya on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, for example, right, it seems like the shkita of the par of the Kohen Gadol requires dafka Kohen Gadol, right? So the Bali Tosis suggests earlier, in like Chafam the Beis, that's because, you know, he's the bailim over that particular carbon. So didn't bailus a carbon, you know, nothing to do with the, with the avoda itself. But other views in the Bali Tosa seem to disagree. Seem to think it has nothing to do with bailus. It has to do with this is a case where shkita is part of the avoda, where it's really puzzle. You need a kohen gadol itself. Rushalmi and Yoma actually seems to say that even the seir ha'am requires the shkita of a kohen gadol. Again, this could also be kohen gadol related. Maybe everything on Yom Kippur, you know, needs a kohen gadol. And that's one of the things that we were talking about in those shiurim. I'm going to finish in like 30 more seconds. But the fact that there are some cases, that there are exceptions, is something to wonder about. Moreover, Rashi at least considers the possibility, it seems, that whether or not a Kohen, I'm not talking about Kohen Gadol anymore, or a zar is shochet, it's a different experience. There's a chalos of shchitas kohen. And if, for example, that it would make a difference, perhaps with regard to shchita, you know, shchitas karbonos b'shabbos. But Rashi, this way Rashi's understood, seems to say that, you know, if you're going to do, if you're going to bring a korban on Shabbos, which is permissible, right, there you need shchitas kohen. And you have to, implying that shchita can either be neutral, you can have shchitas chulin in a korban, you know, but that's going to run into, you know, chilul Shabbos, or it can be a ma'is avoda if it's done al yedei kohen. So in addition to the evidence here and there that there are certain shchitas that require either a kohen gadol or a kohen, right, this idea that maybe there's two chalos shchitos, obviously very relevant in terms of minyan mitzvos, again, that could be something that is relevant to us in a big way. But in the end of the day, this relationship between shchitas kachim and shchitas kulin is a critical issue. And in Parshas Re'eh, just have to get in Parshas Re'eh because we're moving on to Shoftim, but we're not moving on, but the world is moving on to Shoftim. In Parshas Re'eh, we really have two parshios which speak about shchitas basar and achilas basar outside of the strict confines of kachim. Right, you have the parsha, just to introduce it, and then we'll pick up with that in the minyan mitzvos. We'll start with these psukim in Re'eh. You have the psukim in Devarim, the psukim that we just read, Perek and Dalid. You have, second, starting from Pasuk, what is it, Yudalid Tesvav? And then you have Yudalid Chaf. And the question is, what is the relationship between, right, those two parshiyos? V'haya makom asher yivchar, this is Pasuk Yud Aleph, right, through Tesvav. Haya makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo l'shaken shmo sham, shama taviyu es kol asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, oloseichem zivcheichem, asroseichem, trumasiyetchem, kol mivchar nedreichem, asher tidru l'ashem. That's the kachim part. Rak, Pasuk Tesvav, b'chol avas nafshecha, tizbach v'achalta basa kibirchas Hashem Elokeicha, shenosamach, b'chol sharecha, atameh v'atahar yachlenu, katzvi v'cha'ayal. What is that pasuk talking about? Then you have a similar pasuk, chaf and chaf aleph, ki yarchiv Hashem Elokeicha tzkvucha asher diber lach, v'amartach achla basar ki tava nafshecha, le'achol basar, b'chol avas nafshecha tochal basar. Critical words. So what does it mean, kasher tzivisicha? Ah, kasher yochal satsviva, sayal, kain tachlenu atamea tamar yachdav yochlenu. Sounds like it's saying pasuk. Rak chazak levilti achol adam, ki adam hua nefesh, velo tochal nefesh, ima basar, lo tochlenu ala artsish pechenu kamayim. In light of what we were just talking about, the Isra Machilas Dam, the requirement of Kisri Dam, this is all very much connected. So you have two parshios, one of Pasuk Tesvav, or two groups of psukim, and one of Pasuk Chav. And the question is, what are they talking about? And there's a debate among the Mefarshim. Are they talking about Psulim Mukdashim? Are they talking about Pasuk Taiva? The words Kasher Tzivisicha, right, according to the Gemara, and Chulin is a reference to the Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai details of Shechita. Right, has to be Havisimanim, and what ruins Shechita, all the things that we're going to discuss. However, the Ramban suggests that Kasher Tzivisicha, we'll see it next time on Sunday, means Kasher Tzivisicha B'Kadshim. Right, the view in Chazal that says that explicitly. And the Ramban picks up on that. Kasher Tzivisicha isn't, as I outlined Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, the details of Shechita. It basically means the Shechita of Kulin should be patterned after Kasher Tzivisicha in Kadshe. Okay? The Rambam, just tell you the problem, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph, when he, this will close just so you know what the problem is, The Rambam Hilchos Shechita Perek Aleph Halacha says Mitzvah says she yishchot mi she yirtzeh lechol basar behema kaima of the acher kach yochel shenemar he quotes v'zavachta mi bekarecha u'mitzonecha. Then he says v'nemar b'bchor balmum ach kasher yochel es atzvi v'es ayal. Lamarta shechayu kibhema linyan shechita b'ofom etc. So why does the Rambam cite the pasuk which Chazal say is a pasuk of Basa Taiva, right? V'zavachta miparecha u'mitzonecha. And then he also adds, v'nemar b'bechor, why does he bring in b'chor balmum? Oh. So this is one of the things, this is what I want to pick up next time. What are those two groups of psukim talking about? What does kersher tzibisicha mean? What is the relationship between shchitas kadshim, shchitas psulei amukdashim, and shchitas chulin? And how does that express itself also in minyan mitzvos and in birchas hashchita in terms of that relationship? Okay, and then from then we'll move on to basar taiva b'mitbar, which is closely connected, and then we'll start going from that base. That's the point.
Okay. Sorry to go. Two questions. One, does Rebbe think this idea of similar to the opposite full and the reduction?
Okay. Yeah, I think there's two things.